Scott Brown drew the center seat in this three-man debate, but from the very start, he was out to look past his rivals towards the general election. Brown called the United GOP Gene Shaheen's worst nightmare and challenged the incumbent to match him by allowing the media to inspect 8 years' worth of tax returns.
Senator Shaheen said if I release my returns, my wife and my returns, that she would do the same. So I hope she sticks to her word and releases her returns so she can be just as transparent as I am.
Jim Rubens and Bob Smith, meanwhile, worked to turn the discussion back towards Brown. Both criticized the former Massachusetts senator for voting for the Dodd-Frank banking law, which Brown defended as imperfect but needed. Jim Rubens also noted that Brown has a record of supporting many policies favored by President Obama.
But Scott, you voted with, in 2011, you voted with President Obama 70% of the time. And people are asking in the state why you moved here. Was it you came here to because you couldn't get elected in Massachusetts?
Bob Smith added that New Hampshire Republicans want a candidate who actually follows the party platform. He then went on to accuse Brown and party leaders of improperly collaborating on a plan to get every candidate to sign a unity letter promising to support the winner of the Republican primary.
My sources are 100% impeccable that you colluded with the Republican Party of the state of New Hampshire in either the preparation of that letter or that you asked that that letter be sent on to put me on the spot. In regards to my reason, which I will go to later, as to why I didn't sign it.
Brown dismissed that allegation as silly.
Bob, you're absolutely wrong. I said months ago that regardless of who wins, that I would be supporting that person. If I prevail, I would hope they would support us. If they prevail, I said that I would support them with every ounce of my energy.
Bob Smith called such commitments premature until the issues are fully debated. This debate airs Sunday morning on WMUR. The candidates are slated to meet and debate three more times before the September 9th primary. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.